Я хочу поделиться одним моментом. Пару дней назад, когда я ехала на машине, у меня загорелась лампочка, что дорога может быть icy. И выскочила просто одна фраза. Drive with care. Едь с заботой о дороге, я не знаю. И я словила себя на одном моменте. Почему мы не можем жить вот так? Жить, молиться, искать Бога с заботой. Каждую среду, когда мы собираемся с молодежью, мы всегда говорим им одну вещь, что атмосфера, которую мы создаем, мы приносим ее каждый. Каждый что-то кладет на стол. Каждый стягивает, каждый носит атмосферу на себе. И я сегодня хочу просто каждого из вас пригласить. Я хочу попросить молодежь нашу, те, кто сегодня здесь, выйти вперед. Церковь, просто выходите вперед. И мы хотим просто создать эту атмосферу, чтобы каждый из вас чувствовал, что он ответственен. Ответственен перед тем, что мы здесь будем испытывать, что мы будем получать, какие порталы будут открываться. Те, кто смотрит нас в онлайне, я верю, что вы можете делать то же самое, находясь на своих местах. Давайте сегодня просто скажем ему о любви, признаемся ему в любви. Вот эта вечеря, этот хлеб и вино — это его признание. И когда мы прикасаемся к этому, мы говорим ему в ответ, что мы его любим. Но мы хотим взять время и просто поклониться ему сначала. Ничего не прося, ничего не ожидая, но просто сказать это «да». Кто-то из вас проходит разные моменты. Может быть, это будет тяжелое «да». Может быть, это будет такое тихое «да». Но давайте говорить ему «да». Я прошу молодежь просто «turn off your phone right now». I'm just asking you guys. Just stop. I'm asking you just like come on, come up front and start like worshiping God. Start honoring this place. If we want God in the move, we have to honor Him. We have to honor Him. Давайте просто возьмем это время поклониться Ему. Когда вы готовы, подходите и берите хлеб и вино. Но мы прямо сейчас, Иисус, мы просто поклоняемся Тебе. Мы говорим Тебе «да». Мы говорим Тебе «да». Мы говорим Тебе «да». Это место, оно пустое без Тебя. Это место, оно пустое без Тебя. Мы опять и опять признаемся Тебе в любви. Again and again. We wanna say we love you, God. We wanna say we love you, God. We honor you. We love you, God. Thank you.
Forgive us, forgive us, forgive us.
сдохли. Ты оставил свою первую любовь. И я знаю, что есть люди, которые сейчас не чувствуют то, что они чувствовали. Есть люди, которые не влюблены. Есть люди, которые бежали, но устали. Есть люди, которые потеряли, просто потеряли свой взгляд. Убрали свой взгляд с Иисуса. Потеряли эту первую любовь. Потеряли эту страсть. Потеряли это обожание. Потеряли этот момент, просыпаясь, думая о нем. Засыпая, думая о нем. Есть. Но сегодня это тот день. Один шаг. Один взгляд. Один взгляд на Иисуса способен привлечь его. Один взгляд просто молниеносно притянет, притянет нас к нему. Один лишь взгляд, один лишь взгляд Иисуса. Иисус, прости нас, прости нас, прости. Часто мы не зовем Тебя в наши дни. Прости, что мы не заботимся о Твоем присутствии. Прости, что мы не храним Твое присутствие. Прости, что мы пренебрегаем. Прости, прости, что мы так часто ленивы. Прости нас. Прости за то, что мы остыли. Прости за то, что не верны. За то, что бежали и остановились. сезон. Без тебя нам нужен ты. Пусть рождается это новое поклонение. Пусть рождается эта новая страсть. Пусть рождается это обожание тебя. Пусть рождается эта ревность по твоему дому, по твоему присутствию. Чувством. Мы поклоняемся тебе, потому что ты Бог, потому что ты достоин. Мы поклоняемся тебе, мы поклоняемся тебе, мы поклоняемся тебе. Поколение. многими волосами, которая даст все, которая пойдет до конца. Пусть поднимается именно такая невеста, влюбленная до безумия, жаждущая слышать своего жениха. Влюбленная до безумия, просто влюбленная до безумия в эти глаза. Влюбленная в эти глаза, влюбленная в эти глаза. Можно забыть обо всем, можно не понимать книгу Откровения, можно не знать всех законов. Одна лишь вещь, по которой ты будешь оценивать каждого из нас. Как мы любили, как мы искали тебя. Всего лишь одна заповедь. Всего лишь одна заповедь. Возлюби. Возлюби всем сердцем. Возлюби всем сердцем. Возлюби всем сердцем.
Burn, no matter what. Not look at anything that's in our way, God. dominion right now over this place, and I decree and declare your freedom, Papa. Your freedom. In your freedom there is clarity. In your freedom there is holiness. In your freedom there is righteousness. In your freedom there is truth that sets life free. In your freedom there is true joy and true happiness. I just release love, your presence and love into this atmosphere right now. I release your life and your light into this atmosphere right now. Arise. Papa, I just break off all fear. Fear from this young generation. Fear from not knowing who they are. I just break off this fear to be gone right now in Jesus' name. Step out, young people. Step out and experience life. Find the truth. Hold on to it with everything that you have and everything that you are. There is only one truth. There is only one King. But He is so big, and He is so magnificent, and He is so multi-grained and everything. Oh, He is never boring. He is so loving and caring. No matter where you're at, He will be there with you, providing, supporting, loving. Oh, His mercies are great. Oh, pray now, Papa, over this generation. What hunger and passion in your children's hearts. Your children's hearts, Papa. Multiply them. Multiply this fire and this passion and hunger for you, Jesus Christ. Love doesn't look at anything, it goes blindly. Not afraid what's going to happen. It just raise up and multiply us in this place, Papa. We are sick and tired of being inside church building, God. Inside these building walls. Oh, the world is hungry and thirsty for you, God. Set us free. Set us on fire. And let us burn. And let them watch us burn for you, my King. Because nothing else matters. Everything else is secondary and fake, God. Let your presence come. Let the manifest glory of heaven come right now. I just take dominion over each and every individual in this place. I say, I speak right now to every heart. Awaken, awaken, awaken. Pour out your love and your passion for Him. Take one step towards Him. Take one step towards Him. Just tell Him where you at and see what He does for you. Holy Spirit, move on this right now. My King, we are hungry. We are hungry to see the manifestations of your kingdom. Oh, we are hungry. Oh, we will go after you. And we will fall in love with you each year. More and more each day. More. More, Papa. Oh, wake up. Wake up, generation. Wake up, all you sleepers. Wake up. Your King is here. He is knocking at your heart, at your door. Answer Him. Invite Him. Be with Him. Don't look at your fears. Don't look at any illusions that are in front of you or in you. Walk. Walk and enjoy your life with Him. So much, Papa, that you are multiplying the burning and the hungry ones in this place. You are raising them up. You are preparing them for what you have prepared for this season and this outpouring that's going to be taking place, God. They are everywhere, Papa. They are everywhere. They are burning for you. They are crying for you, Jesus. Jesus, you are real. Let your love consume us. Let your love take hold of everything that we are. And let us flow. Let us live and experience life through that lens of your love and your passion. This is your game. This life is your game. You're the God and the King of this. This game is all about love, and it is all centered about your love. You loving us and us loving you back. I just release passion and hunger in this place and in every heart. Papa, I am tired to see generation that is so sleepy, so numb and so weak. Arise, wake up their hearts, Holy Spirit. Wake up their hearts. If you're knocking, knock harder. Knock harder. Sit on them. Sit on them so they will answer the knocking and the cry of your heart. I just release the blood of Jesus right now over this place. Purify and cleanse us, God. Purify and cleanse us so we can see you clearly, so we can hear you clearly. We can understand the directions that you are leading us and guiding us into. Release the unity of your body, God, worldwide. Let us step into our position. Take our responsibility. Stand together and move forward at your command. You are the one that is worthy of it all. No matter what it looks like, you're worthy. Because it's all about love. Love is eternal. Love is... it is eternal. We can't grasp it. Every single time you think you got it, you don't have it. And yet you love us so much that you prove and you chase us. Every single day you're there. Take us deeper into your love right now, Papa. Take us deeper into your heart. Thank you so much that the testimony of you, Jesus, is alive and it is multiplying and spreading worldwide. It is consuming and taking over this generation and these young people. Jesus, pass out these torches more by the bunch. Pass them out to your children to take them, to take them, to have clarity in their eyesight, to have clarity what's in front of them and run with it. Run with it, setting on fire every single thing that they pass. Thank you, Papa, that your light is growing and it is spreading. That your love is visible. That your love is real. Holy Spirit, come and minister to every heart right now. Come and minister. Restore the weary ones, God. The ones that don't have any energy to move forward, come and restore them, because one breath from you changes the whole dimension and your reality. I just release your presence right now, Holy Spirit. Awaken, God. Awaken hearts. Awaken hearts, Papa. We receive. We receive everything you are doing right now in our lives. We give you glory for it. We give you praise for it. We honor you and we respect you. We love you, Jesus Christ. You are our King and you are the center of everything that we are. You are the center of everything that we are, Papa. In you there is stability. In you there is wisdom. In you there is power and strength. In you there is everything. And we are in lack of nothing when we are in you and in the center of your name. Thank you so much for breaking off right now. Independence. Independence from this generation, God. From these young people, God. Thank you so much that they are opening up your hearts and then becoming.
becoming dependent on you in every area, because that's what it looks like. We gotta be dependent on our one and only. We gotta hunger and thirst for you, because we need you in every life area, God. We can't do it without you, Papa. Break off this independence, God. We want to be dependent on you in every area, God, because we want to be carriers of your wisdom, of your understanding, God, of your ways, and so us and our image would look like you, God, on this earth. That's what it's about. Looking like you, God. Feeling like you. Smelling like you. Projecting you and everything that you are in your kingdom on this earth. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for awakening us and restoring us, God, the way we are meant to be. Burn, God. Oh, right now, Papa, accelerate the time of this awakening in these hearts, God. Break off all stony hearts. Let your blood right now flow in their veins and restore them completely, God. Oh, in Jesus' name right now, I just release your freedom, your life. Oh, you said you came to set the captive free. Set them free right now. Open up these gates, God. Open up these prison cells, God, for them to wake up and get out from their darknesses. Whatever places they are at, to just get out of that. Because that's not what they are. That's not who they're meant to be, God. You are our inheritance right now. You are our inheritance, and I just release that into the atmosphere, Papa, for us to step in what you have prepared for us. I just release your love and your life in this place, God. Your heartbeat. Awaken, Papa. There is so much potential in this generation, God. We need the breath of your life on these hearts for them to be breathing. Breathing you in everything that you are, God. We choose right now. We choose right now to be dependent on you, God. To be dependent on you. And to come under the submission on everything that you are doing, God. Because you know better. You know us better. You know everything that goes on a lot better than we do, God. We trust you. And we love you. And we love to see what you do around us, God. We love to see the multiplications of your stories and your testimonies breaking around us, God. Breaking forth and seeing that your hand is always there. It is always working and it is always doing something for the better. Oh, in Jesus' name right now, I release freedom. I release freedom into this generation, into our youth. Papa, thank you so much that you are arising them. You are awakening them. You're setting your vision inside their hearts, and you are commanding them to go, not be afraid of anything that is in their way, but burn for you. Everything and anything is not a sacrifice when compared to you, God. Let them understand that, see that, and choose you every single time. Our time is worth it. Our money is worth it. Our energy is worth it. If that gets us closer to you, if that gets us closer to your heart and understanding who you are and becoming you, it's all worth it, God. Thank you so much for the opportunities that you set before us every day. I just ask, Papa, that you open our eyes to see them. You place and you put courage into our hearts to make the step into and step into those doors and windows of opportunities that you release and you set before us. I just break off all fear that is hindering your sons and your daughters in this house to step into the opportunities that you have placed before them. I just release clarity and courage right now into the atmosphere. Thank you, Papa, that you are changing lives in this place right now. Prayer is the foundation of what we believe. It is connection to your heart. It is connection to the future that you have placed before us. It is the reality and the manifestation of your kingdom. Possess your kids, Papa. Possess them with that hunger and passion for you. Let it not be an emotion. Let it be a choice. Everyday choice. This world is hungry and it is thirsty. It is in need of the answers that your body carries on this earth. I ask that you let us see that and understand that and go and give them the answers that we carry in every area of life.
Мы были рождены обожать тебя. От первого стука нашего сердца.
Что сил больше нет, потому что я не вижу то, что я провозглашаю. И я думаю, это все. Один шаг к Нему. Просто один шаг. Ваше маленькое «да». Маленькое «да». Оно способно перевернуть всю реальность, в которой мы находимся сегодня. Если есть те, кто просто смотрит нас в онлайне, и нету никого, кто мог бы за нас помолиться, просто мы сейчас, как церковь, протягиваем руки. Просто положите руки сами на себя и провозглашайте надежду. Надежду, которая не постыжает. Надежду на завтрашний день. Провозглашайте абсолютную свободу. Свободу. Свободу знать своего Бога. Свободу любить. Свободу ходить в другой реальности. Свободу. Настоящую свободу. Стряхните с себя все обстоятельства. Все обстоятельства, которые вас просто прижали к земле. Мы прямо сейчас провозглашаем свободу, которая по праву принадлежит нам. Свободу, которая по праву принадлежит нам. Свободу.
Thank you. Just understand that we are one. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're giving us one heart. We are one.
не умеет делать это, как Андрей, но давайте воздадим Богу славу. Его последнее слово, оно всегда такое, такое громкое, объемное. Но реально, давайте воздадим Богу славу. Делаем, но здесь есть кто-то, кто видел что-то очень сильное, или you wanna guys like release something over this place, или вы видели какое-то видение, которое просто, а да?
Давай.
I saw a bunch of people in the front in two rows, or not in two rows, in a bunch of rows, and I see this light that's kind of like on stage, and I know it's a holy being, and everybody that's in front in these rows are in some kind of darkness, in some kind of bondage. They have chains that are connecting them. And then I see how you guys keep talking about, praying about freedom, freedom, freedom. And I see how they start getting up and just going like this and breaking those chains and just getting up. And just by their choice of just making that like choice to try to break through, to go, you know, to just to try, they start going like this and breaking off those chains. And I see how one person gets it, one person breaks through, and there's just a light that surrounds them, and they start telling, and they realize that it's so easy. They just like, all it is breaking free from that mindset, all it is that thought, like, and that's it. It's all in your mind, it's all in your head. And they start telling, like, kind of like spreading the word to those around them, and it frees them, and they're all on their knees, and they have like their head bowed, and they're kind of getting this download of who God is, just His name. And then they start looking up, and they see this being. And they just, something overcomes them, and they start dancing. Just everybody breaks through in freedom. And there's this, like, there's this light that breaks through all of, everything surrounds them in light. And I see that in this corner right here, that there's some kind of, like, dark, I don't know, creature, being that one that bond, like, kept them in bondage. But they, and it's big and it's scary, but they have so much peace in knowing who their God is, that they, like, it doesn't scare them at all, like, in one bit. They have so much peace, and all they're doing is they're looking at this holy being in front of them. And then I see this outline of them in, like, they're in unity in this light, and I see the outline of the kind of like this darkness being, but it's like a light of like them in unity of some sort of, I don't know, I guess you could call it the bride or something. And it's so much bigger. They don't know it, they don't see it, but it's so much bigger than this right here. And all they're doing is to just keep their eyes on what's in front of them, on this holy being, and they start dancing, they start breaking out, and it's so easy to get rid of this, that it's literally all it is breaking free from that mindset of that one thought that keeps you back, that fear. And once you realize who God is, who your God is, and God is good, God is love, God and is God good, is, huh? Oh my God.
Amen. Anyone else?
Yeah, we take one more.
Когда Елисей начал молиться, что мы берем власть здесь, как ты сказал, we take dominion. Вот как, когда он это сказал, у меня сразу такое пришло вразумление, что дьяволу это сильно не нравится, и у меня пошли на языках молитва, и видение было, что как бы Бог окружает ангелами его сейчас, потому что дьявол хочет его сбить, и ну, всех, кто стоит в этом. И потом началась молитва, что дождь, или я не помню точно слова, но я увидела тоже, как вода пробуждения, ты, по-моему, молилась, Тиана, и как вода льется, и молодые люди начинают влюбляться в Бога.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
So there's like, sorry. So there's like the first row that like broke.
Не, учитывая, что у тебя есть страх сцены, это вообще чудо.
I broke free from that.
Yeah.
Okay.
God is so good.
But listen, there was like this first row that broke free, right? They have this freedom, and they turn around to those who are in bondage behind them, and they're like, hey, hey, do you know who my God is? He's like, do you know who my God is? And it's just like, it's just mind-blowing. Like that chain reaction that's gonna happen is just like, once you realize who God is, who your God is, like break free from that like little box that you put him in. Like God is so great. Like God is,
Amen. Jesus is good. Holy Spirit told me a while ago, yes, he will always be good. Holy Spirit told me this a while back, you know, that we are entering into a time of, like, an age. I heard it was an age of gods, you know. And I'm really excited for that because that means we're going to have to demonstrate who our God is. If that's what that looks like, we're going to have to be 100% dependent on him. And without him, we're not going to be able to do it. Like Elijah was in the Old Testament, you know. Like literally, if you don't lie down and submit completely on the altar, you are going to have a bad life, I'm guessing, you know. But I would rather just submit and do it and go with it kind of thing. I hope you guys got refreshed. I love Spirit of God. How he comes and, you know, you're so tired and you beat, you can't do it again. And then he breathes into you and you can walk again. And you can breathe again. And it's a miracle of how that works.